welcome to Witchy Woman Podcast, and I am your host, Danae Sweet. This is episode 18. Holy crap, I cannot believe I have this many episodes out and that you guys are still listening to me. This would be my first recording in the new home and editing in the new home, and I am so freaking excited. I am sitting here because I'm super techie in high class. I'm sitting on my bed with my two chihuahuas, listening to the rain outside because it's been raining in Nebraska for what feels like freaking ever. And it's just so awesome to have my own space. Like, our family has their own space that's ours, and we control the aspects of our space. Feels so very freaking amazing. I realize I may be late in the game at 40, or almost 40 next week, to be owning our first home, but I guess it's never too late, right? Anyway, I'm just so freaking thankful for the opportunity that we have to actually have our own home. It's not huge, but it is, it's really special to us. We've kind of made it our own. It's pretty quirky, and I'm going to be witching the living crap out of this place. It's got little witchy decor all over it. And the outside, we planted some new bushes. We have fruit bushes outside, a moonflower garden. Like, they climb up this beautiful trellis. We planted just all kinds of cool stuff to make it kind of our own. It's been raining forever, so the herb garden won't be going in until, if it ever stops. gosh, I'm just so excited. Anyway, I was looking on the dashboard to the site where I host the podcast, and I honestly was looking there because I couldn't remember if this was episode 17 or 18. So I was looking up what episode it was, and I clicked on the stats, and we are, as of right now, it says 2,000 downloads. That is freaking amazing. It blows my mind that people want to listen to me blab on about witchy stuff, which is a huge passion for me, and that's why I want to do it, because I wanted to share. So I want to say thank you to everybody that is listening. Any new listeners, welcome. Also, this dashboard that's on this site shows me where the downloads are coming from around the world. And right now, like, this is crazy. In Estonia, there are 21 downloads. And in Finland, there are 21 downloads. That, for me, just feels so surreal that people across the globe are listening to me. There are a ton of other countries that have, you know, two or three downloads apiece. But those are the ones that I noticed on the map. And the UK. UK has 49. So I appreciate everybody from around the world that you guys have chosen to listen to me babble on. So thank you so much. Also, thank you to those who are in the Witchy Woman Friends group that are sharing and interacting. And I just think that's cool and special that you guys are making that your place to discuss witchy stuff. So anyway. Thank you so, so freaking much. To me, 2,000 downloads is seriously blowing my mind today. So, anyway, let's get to what you guys voted on. So, I put a poll up in the Witchy Woman Friends group of a bunch of subjects to see what you guys wanted me to talk about today. And Spirit Guides won by a whole bunch of votes. So, I went ahead and also put it out there that you could post your questions about spirit guides. I put it on different social media platforms, and I've got all of them here, and I will be answering them for you. What are spirit guides? So I guess I want to start out with that. So what are spirit guides? And I want to preface this by, or giving you a disclaimer. Okay, so this is my experience with my personal spirit guides. You're going to read a ton of different ways to describe what a spirit guide is and how they interact with you all over the internet. I think it's a very personal experience, and I think everybody experiences it how they will get the most good out of it. Does that make sense? So I guess I want to explain what they are first. So spirit guides, in my experience, they used to be actual human beings. They have evolved. They went through all their life paths. And now this is how they're serving, is they are guiding us souls in meat suits through our lives. So there's usually, they're not going to be your relative. I hate to like burst your bubble, but you're not going to have a spirit guide that is, you know, Aunt Susan. Aunt Susan may visit you and may pop in and keep an eye on you for sure. But your assigned spirit guides are usually not your family. They're going to be people that are going to not be afraid to, you know, kick it in the butt when you need kicked in the butt. They are, can be ascended masters. What I mean by that is like the wise people that have ascended, Mother Teresa, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, that sort of thing, right? So it could totally be an ascended master as well. For me, spirit guides are 100% different than angels. Angels are a completely separate thing, and yes, you can totally have angels with you as well. So I describe the beings around me as my spirit team, right? So I have spirit guides. I have some deceased loved ones that pop in and will help me by giving me support and love from the other side. I also have angels. And everybody has a conglomeration of those things. And I call it my spirit team. May be completely different for some, from somebody else's view of it, but this is my view. And I have a handful of actual spirit guides. And the first one I met is the one that's been with me from the time I decided to come into this life. The time I decided on all my contracts, what I'm going to learn in this lifetime, he was with me from the very beginning. And he will be with me when I die, when I pass over. I do have other ones. And each of my spirit guides are pretty specific into what they help me with. So I have my main spirit guide. I call him my main one because it's the first one that I met. And he helps me with pretty much everything I do. He helps me with the hard stuff, the life, the big life changes, the decisions I need to make, that sort of thing. I have another one that helps me with self-care, love, that sort of thing, the more fluffy side of my life. I have another one that's specifically for Reiki and for healing, although all of them are there when I do healings, when I do Reiki on somebody. And I have a specific angel that likes to help me, and he is my protector. He is my shield. He keeps me away from things, or keeps things away from me that may do me harm. None of them were my relatives in, you know, this lifetime or any that I have remembered so far. So they're all souls that decided, hey, I want to help out humanity in another way, even though I've passed over and I'm done coming back to Earth. I want to help. And that's how they're helping. Some people I have heard have spirit guides that come and go. So some spirit guides may be with you for a certain phase in your life, and when you've completed it, it moves on and another one comes in for the next phase. For me, so far, that has not been my experience. They've all hung around. I have a, like I said, spirit team. And I wanted to share with you how I met mine. A lot of people, that was one of the questions that they sent me, was, how the heck do you meet them? For me, so much meditation. And I am going to recommend meditation. That is how you still your mind. That's how you learn to discern between your voice and something else that's guiding you, right? You still your mind. So I had meditated with the intention, because I'm very goal-driven. So I wanted so badly to be able to connect with my spirit guides. I could feel something around me, but I had no idea how to communicate with whatever it was. Couldn't hear anything, couldn't get anything. I had no idea where to go, how to start. So I started meditating crap loads, like twice a day. My meditation links were usually somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes a piece. Some of them are shorter, but for the most part, they were a decent length of time. I was listening to one in particular that was specifically to meet my spirit guides. And I will go ahead and post that in the show notes, and I'll go put it in the blog, and I'll share it online and on in the Facebook group as well. But it was a specific guided meditation to create the experience and create the environment that would help me meet my spirit guides. So anyway, so I was actually, my back was hurting or something, because I remember I was laying down. I was actually laying down on the carpet with my headphones on, listening to this meditation in my office at home. It was quiet. There's nobody home. And this was probably, man, I don't know, probably like the 30th or 40th time I had done this. Like, I'm not kidding when I say so much meditation. So I was working on letting go of expectation, which created this, like, okay, I want to let go of expectation, but then I was thinking about letting go of expectation, so then I totally didn't. I'd been working really hard on that, and this one meditation, I was like, dude, I'm just going to enjoy this. It's a beautiful meditation, and I'm just going to enjoy it. And I put out this, like, silent, like, hey, you know, spirit guides, if you're around, I really, really want to talk to you. Please come through for me. So anyway, I was laying on the ground, eyes closed, in a meditation that was probably a half hour long. And it walks you through this beautiful scenery, and I'm in this garden that you kind of make up in your head. And in my scene, I was sitting on like this beautiful marble bench, and there was a beautiful fountain in front of me. Everything was like this golden cream marble color, and there was rose bushes, and it was just beautiful botanical gardens all around me. And I was sitting there, and you get to the part of this meditation where they say, you know, he's talking about you sitting down, and, you know, if your spirit guide's there, he's supposed to like sit down next to you or appear in some way, shape, or form. So anyway, I'm just getting to this thinking, God, this is a beautiful garden, and, you know, my mind is like just really filling in the blanks for all these beautiful flowers, and I'm starting to smell the flowers. And then I turned, I just remember feeling this warmth on my left side. And I was like, what the hell? And I turned to my left, and my spirit guide was sitting next to me. And I do not know how to put into words how I felt. I'm going to choke up. So I looked to my left and I saw him. He didn't say anything to me, and I didn't say anything to him. And I just got, it felt like, this is going to sound super cliche, but I felt like this golden light was like all around him, and it started to envelop me. And in that moment, I felt the most powerful knowing of love on the different level than I'd ever experienced before. I knew that this person, this being, loved me in the most whole, complete way that could ever be. It was divine love. It did feel very divine. It felt very, you know, otherworldly. But in that moment, I knew that this being was there for me forever. Like, this person, I could count on forever. I would never not be loved. If everybody in my living life decided they hated my guts and disowned me, I knew that I would never not be loved, because this being that was sitting next to me loved me that much. And it went to the part of the meditation where he had to go, and I just remember feeling, you know, I just didn't want it to end, for one thing, but I remember knowing that it wouldn't, that he would not leave me, that I could see him, I could talk to him at any point. And I remember asking, what's your name, before he left, and that name immediately came to me. Like, it never was anything else. The name just popped in my head, and I knew that that was him putting it there for me. So anyway, the meditation ended, and I remember opening my eyes and realizing that I had so many tears. My face was wet from all the tears that had been falling, and they were not from sadness. They were from the most absolute joy and love that I could imagine. It was absolutely beautiful. It was the most spiritual experience I had ever had up to that date. And probably, you know, meeting my other ones were also very, very special. But that first time was something that will be with me. It left an imprint on me. And it was something that I will hold special in my heart forever. So anyway, now that I've I've choked up and I've probably embarrassed myself, that's how I met my spirit guide for the first time. Now, how I communicate with mine may be completely different from someone else. I'm very visual, one of my main or more stronger intuitive gifts is, you know, with visualizations. So clairvoyance is a big one for me. So a lot of times I will get pictures. So it's not audible for me all the time. Most of the time, when I'm communicating with my spirit guides, it's a picture or a little movie or something like that. So I will ask a question and I will get an image. And it's up to me to decide what that means. And I try not to think about it very hard. So a lot of this skill set of communicating with them is not analyzing anything, just going with your gut. So they communicate with me mainly by that. I can hear things every once in a while. How else? But mostly it's with little bits of snippets of a scene or a picture. And I have a whole book that when I communicate with them, if I see a new symbol, I'll write it down. And so I have a whole book, like my index, like my little index book, I guess, of all the signs and symbols that I've ever been shown by them. And I put it in my book so that I can reference it later if I ever forget, or if, I don't know, I just love to keep track of shit. I constantly am writing and journaling, and this is another way for me to kind of embrace this part of my life and record it, right? I do live in town now, so you're going to hear vehicles and a train every once in a while. And I'm not the best editor yet, so I'm probably not going to be able to get all those sounds out. So I apologize in advance for that. So anyway, let me get to some of your questions about spirit guides. So hang on. Okay. One of the very first questions I got was from Sarah C, and she asked, how do you distinguish between your voice and the voice of the guides in your head? So this one is kind of, honestly, you gotta practice. So when I'm asking a question, it's the first thing I hear, smell, think, or see, right? So the very first thing, that way you don't have time to analyze it. So if I ask a question, should I take this new job? And the first thing I hear is you know, hell yes or absolutely or whatever the first thing I hear. I mean, split second, not anything after that. The best way for you to get good at that is to write, to scribble. While you're asking questions, write down the first thing you hear, see, smell, or anyway, all of the senses, use those, but write everything down and scribble and just mind, you know, word dump, I guess is what I want to say. That's the best way for me that I got confident with it, because I would ask a question and just start writing. And it might not make sense. It might be doodles. It might eventually, you look back and go, oh, well, that doodle looks just like a smiley face. Well, that's a yeah. That's a yes, right? So to answer your question a little more definitely, the voice in your head, your ego. So your ego is completely different from your spirit guides. And the how you silence your ego is to meditate. That's how you release expectations. That's how you still your mind so that your guides and your intuition can be a voice you can recognize and you can hear. Hope that makes sense to you. If anybody has any questions, you can always, send me a message, okay? But that's probably clear as mud, but if you have to think about it very long, it's not your guides. It's whatever comes first. that first knee-jerk reaction, the first thought, the first smell. Some of you may be not getting things through because you think that you should be seeing or hearing them. And not everybody's gift works that way. You may actually smell things or feel things or you can use all of your senses, your physical body. So make sure you explore all of your senses while you're communicating with them, because you may be missing out. If you're thinking that you should see like a full-blown apparition in front of you speaking to you, like, you know, the guy next to you in the line at Subway, you're probably going to be really, really disappointed, because that's not usually how it is. And if it is for you, that's freaking awesome. So don't expect that. That's the whole meditation thing, letting go of expectations. Explore with the different senses, okay? Let's see, what was another question that we got? We've got one from Emily H. And she said, what's the most effective way you found to communicate with your own spirit guides? For me, the way I do it now is through meditation. I do talk to them on a regular basis. Like during a reading, when I'm doing a mediumship reading for somebody, my spirit guides are who help me relay messages. So I'm kind of in a meditative state while I do that. So I can learn to discern, or so I can differentiate between my ego mind and my spirit guide's voice. I get in a almost like a trance, but it's not. I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, meditation. That is the best way to communicate with your spirit guides. Learn how to meditate, and while you're meditating, you know, ask a question. So if I'm really, really worried about something, I will meditate until I feel like my mind is clear, that I'm in the good zone, and then I'll just put that question out there. Should I move? Should I take that new job? And then I just let it go. And then I just keep meditating, and whatever I get is usually pretty quick because my mind is pretty still and relaxed. And I highly recommend that way. But like I said, you can use automatic writing. I do teach that technique in classes because it seems to be the easiest. So ask a question and then just start doodling. And I make sure everybody meditates first, and we get centered and we get grounded, and then we go ahead and ask the question and start writing. And it's literally, if you feel the call to doodle a tree. That's a great way to start to learning how. And Emily H. also asked, what is the least effective? The least effective method of communicating with your spirit guides would be expecting them to be standing in front of you talking to you. That is the least effective way. If you expect something out of them like that, it's going to mess with your mind. You're going to feel disappointed. Your ego, and when I say your ego, I'm not meaning like, what I mean is your ego mind is that monkey mind that talks all the time. That's the voices, yourself kind of running through your day and talking in your mind, that sort of thing. Your intuition and your spirit guides are going to speak to you when that voice shuts up, basically. So if you're expecting, then your mind is still talking, right? If I'm expecting something, I'm going in my head, I'm like, I should see this person. Where are they at? How come they're not here? I need to see this. Blah, 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 blah. All those things are going to be going in my head, and I'm going to try not to make them, but I'm still expecting it. So it's a vicious circle, right? So stop expecting anything. Just put it out there. I really want to talk to my guides. And if that is in meditation only, so be it. If that's in my dreams, that's great. If it's via audio messages, like actual audible voices, that's awesome. So the least effective way is however you expect it to be. I'm sorry if that is clear as mud. I'm super sorry, but that's the best I could explain it. Heidi B. asked, how do I find my spirit guide or guides? You find your spirit guides by quieting your mind and releasing expectations. And I sound like a broken record, but that's how it's usually accomplished. So regular meditation, letting go of the expectation of what they look like, what they're going to sound like, how they're going to appear to you. All of those things, let go of all of that and just be. I know that sounds pretty freaking hippie, dippy, kind of crazy woo-woo shit, but that's how I have helped other people do it, and that's usually the best way I can explain it, is meditate a lot, let that ego mind fall back a little bit, and then it'll happen. It'll happen. So don't think that it won't, because it totally will. You just need to stay at it, stay consistent with your meditations, and know that you're seeing your spirit, that you want to learn who your spirit guide is, not just because you want to go, haha, I know who you are now, or to tell others about it. It's more of a, this is part of my spiritual journey. When you take on learning about your spirit guides as a part of your spiritual journey, not the climax or the apex, it's just a step. It takes the pressure off a little bit, because it's not the big thing, right? When you get your spirit guide communicating with you and you can communicate with them, it really helps with the rest of your spiritual journey. So again, that was a super long answer, and I'm sorry. but thank you for all of your questions. I really, really appreciate it. So why should you care if you communicate with your spirit guides or not? If you want help with your spiritual journey and your journey through this life, being able to communicate with them is such a freaking comfort. It is the most comforting thing to know that I have guidance. Besides spirit, besides all the other gods and goddesses that you may work with, you have a being or beings that are with you to help you through every aspect of this life. They can help you learn how to create a life that fosters a spiritual life that can create ascension for you. And you know, for me, that's the goal, to have a spiritual life, enjoy life, and reach higher levels, you know, as I age, as my life on this earth, you know, ticks by. I would like to reach higher spiritual levels the older I get, because not only for myself and my own soul, but I feel like as I do this, as I do all this spiritual work, that it can't help but be good for humanity. I feel like if everybody, or if a lot of us, were working towards, you know, being better people, being better humans, that this world would just, it couldn't help to be a better place. And that makes me an idealist, but I feel like it can. So the work I do is, I highly involve my spirit guides in every aspect of it, because that's what they're here for. They're here to help you. They're here to help us get through the good times, the shitty times, and the times where you feel like there's nothing left. You have nothing left to give. You want to lay on the floor and give up. My spirit guides are there for me in a way that people on this physical plane cannot be here for me. And that is the best reason to get into contact with your spirit guides, because you will literally never be alone. It's not like they're stalkers. They don't hang around and, you know, peep on you, but they're there for you every moment that you need them. I don't know. I'm going to choke up again. Anyway, that's the best reason I can give you to get into contact with them, is so that you know that you're never alone, ever, and not in a creepy way. All right. Okay. So I wanted to also pose a question to you guys. I have been going through what I call a spiritual and life slump. I'm tired, I'm stressed out, I'm to the point where I feel like I'm gonna hit a wall, like that wall is in front of me and I have no brakes. I have spread myself pretty thin energetically. I have, you know, my business and I have my family, and I found myself not being able to do very many fun things anymore because I have so many other commitments. So I sit here at a place in my life where I need to make some decisions so that I have more balance. But my question to you is burnout the universe's way of saying, pump your brakes, you need to slow down? Or is the universe telling me that I need to stop, that I need to quit, that I should drop this or that? So what I mean by that is, like, my body is messed up. My back will not stay in. Granted, we are moving, but I haven't been able to even lift much because my back has been out. My lupus has flared up pretty bad in the last week, and I realize stress and the weather does trigger it, but it's really not been a fun flare-up. Other things, my weight. I've gained weight because I've decided I wanted to eat shitty to handle my stress. There's all these, like, things that keep happening. I make a decision to do this for my business or that for my business, and I get kind of a door slammed in my face. You know, how many times do things like that have to happen to your body, to your life, before you go, okay, that's the universe saying do something else, or stop, or turn left instead of right? Or is that the universe just telling me that I'm going too fast and I need to slow down? I'm very confused about this, and I would love, love, love your input. I put it out on Twitter, and I haven't really gotten anything back. So anyway, what is it for you? Do you think burnout is pump your brakes or stop? So let me know. I would love some input because I'm pretty much feel lost at this point. And I have talked to my spirit guides about it. The problem with my situation right now and my spirituality and talking to my spirit guides is I am very stressed out. So I don't know. How do I explain it? I don't trust all of my intuitive hits right now, all of my communication. I feel like it's less reliable because my mind will not shut the fuck up. I am too stressed. I have bumped up my meditations and it is making it better. Like, today was the first time in like 2 weeks that I've had a really good sit down with my spirit guides and really trusted what they were saying and all that good stuff. But I really would love your take on burnout. What do you guys think? What is it? Okay, well, this is going to be a shorter episode than I normally put out, and I do apologize for it. I've been so freaking busy. I'm moving my business Thursday and Friday. I literally just moved into my house today. We still have to clean the other house and unpack all of our boxes, but today is the first day we actually get to sleep in it. So hopefully I will be able to get more stuff out for you. I do have a couple interviews that I have in my pocket that I'm so freaking excited about. I cannot wait to get them out. I don't want to spoil the surprise by sneaking out any info, but oh, I'm so excited. I think next week I will be talking about numerology. So think life path numbers, things like that. I think that's super fun to talk about. I love comparing like your life path number to your zodiac sign and seeing how that matches up. So anyway, I will be talking about that next week. So get out a pen and paper for next week's episode so you can write down what yours is and what it means and how that affects your life. Okay. Again, thank you so freaking much for listening. I am blown away by the fact that people still are listening to me at episode 18. Anyway, you can get a hold of me on Instagram. I do have an Instagram account at Witchy Woman Podcast. You can get on Facebook and just type in Witchy Woman Podcast and you'll see the page. We have a group called the Witchy Woman Friends, and that is where I post the polls and we discuss the episodes. You can also get me on Twitter, and that one right now is Danae_sweet_. I'm trying to do Twitter. It's kind of hard, but I'm trying. Or you can get me, email Danae@danaesweet.com. I wanted to talk about the thank you cards. Oh my God. So they're in a box of my, okay, I have a box of like my special things that I keep, and they're in there. I have two thank you cards and kind of a hey, what's up type thing from two listeners. Oh my God. Thank you so freaking much. I'm putting them up on the wall so everybody can see them. I'm so excited. And you're going to have to forgive me because they're in a box and I don't have the name in front of me right now. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, that box is in the garage. So anyway, thank you so much. I will post a big thank you for you guys in the On the Witchy Woman podcast page, and I'll do it on Twitter and Instagram too, because I feel shitty that I do not have both of your names in front of me. I just was so excited to get them. I read them and oh my gosh, it literally made my day. I've had the worst couple freaking weeks, and when I got those, it literally made my eyes tear up. I was so excited to get them. So, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. No. Oh, also, I have merch now. I made some cool merchandise on Teespring. I'll post the link for that in the show notes and on the blog too. So check me out. See the t-shirts. I got t-shirts and socks. I got some leggings and coffee mugs, and I'll keep making cool stuff. Oh, I cannot wait to try the leggings because I'm a leggings freak. They're pants. Anybody cannot tell me. You guys can't tell me. Nobody can tell me that leggings are not pants. They're freaking comfortable. And I wear them all year round. So, whatever. So, check that out and let me know what you guys think of it. Also, if you would like to become a patron of the podcast, you can support the podcast at patreon.com/witchywomanpodcast. I can put the link for that in there too. And what that is a group that I have special for the contributors. I post exclusive content and things like that there. Live videos. I got to get better at it. I just been really freaking busy. I super apologize, but I will start doing some more live videos and things in that group for you guys. Anyway, I guess until next time, stay witchy, dudes. Bye.